Okey-dokey. Alrighty. Good day. The topic for this day will be, what is your energy doing? And do you know what your energy is doing? Do you know what it means to be directing it and how you can assess whether you are directing it or what you are doing with your energy, and that includes reflecting. Now, what I will express is I will open to all of you and express to you to respond to myself with your own examples of what your energy is doing or what you think your energy is doing, and we will discuss it. Now, what I will express to you is each of you think about what you were doing 1 hour prior to this. What were you doing? And from that, then present your example of what you were doing, what you think your energy was doing, what you think you were doing projecting your energy, and what you think the reflection was. And remember, everything reflects to you. Who shall begin?
Hi, Elias. This is Jeff. I can begin. An hour ago, I was driving home from work, and my energy, I was pushing it. And the reflection I was seeing are cars cutting me off in traffic.
And what was your indicator that you were pushing your energy? How do you know that?
Because I felt a bit uncomfortable, and there's a little bit of disconnection.
Now, take out the piece of what you felt. Because what you feel is not an indicator of what you are doing with your energy. Therefore, take out the piece of what you are feeling and then express what was your indicator that your assessment is that you were pushing your energy.
Good question.
And what does that mean to you to be pushing?
Forcing.
And how would you be forcing? How would that appear?
Forcing is not allowing.
But what would the appearance of that be?
I don't know.
Excellent example. This is the point. Most of you don't know. You have the words, and intellectually, you have somewhat of an understanding of those words, But in practical application, you don't actually know what you are doing. And in that, you are continuing to use your feelings as the indicator in relation to what your energy is doing and what you are projecting. Now, let us look at this situation. Taking out the feeling piece, but looking at the reflection that there are other drivers and they seem to be generating actions that are annoying you, correct?
Correct.
Very well. But the other drivers aren't intentionally annoying you.
They're not. I'm aware of that.
Yes. Now, in this, that is reinforcing the feeling. Now, the feeling is what?
Hurriedness.
No. What is a feeling?
I'm going blank here.
A feeling is a signal. Therefore, you are generating a feeling, which is a signal, and you are paying attention to that. You are paying attention to the signal. Therefore, in paying attention to the signal, you are noticing anything that reinforces that.
Therefore, I see.
You notice other drivers generate actions that you don't like, or that are annoying to you, or that are frustrating to you, because you are paying attention to the feeling, and therefore you are looking for whatever validates that feeling and whatever moves with that feeling and therefore reinforces it. Now, the feeling, once again, is a signal. Now, what is that signal for?
To notify me that I should pay attention.
To what?
What I'm doing.
How?
By being aware of the energy that I'm expressing, which goes back to the question of, I guess I don't know what I'm doing.
Now, in that, the feeling is notifying you about the emotional communication. The communication is telling you what you are doing in the moment. Not what you were doing, not what you were about to be doing, but what you are doing in that moment. That is what generates the feeling as the signal to alert you to what you are doing in the moment. Now, without using words that I have used, without expressing an answer to myself that would be my answer, using your own evaluation of what you were doing in the moment, what was that communication? It wasn't about the other cars. It was about what you were doing in the moment. Why were you agitated?
I'm not sure. I'm trying to disappear the cars and make it not about anything around me and focus upon what I was doing at the time. But
what were you doing before you entered your car?
I was at work.
And What was happening at work?
I was doing routine maintenance on computers that I do.
And were you anxious to leave work?
Yes.
That is your beginning. You were already anxious to leave work. Therefore, yes. What was that indicating to you? If you were anxious to leave work, then what were you actually expressing? Were you comfortable with work? Were you satisfied with work? Were you interested in work? None of the above.
None of the above.
Precisely.
Yeah, correct.
Were you dissatisfied and expressing impatience?
Not dissatisfied, but definitely expressing impatience. I was looking forward. I was looking forward to the session. I was looking forward to getting home.
Therefore, you were somewhat anxious, restless, to leave work, and then to hurry home. Yes?
Yes.
And in that, why are you hurrying home?
Good question. I could have taken my time and still got here in plenty of time.
Precisely. But why were you?
I do that. That's a common theme to my life. It's always the next thing is better. I'm always looking for whatever's next coming is more significant than what's in front of me now. I'm always projecting myself to the future. Is that what's going on?
That is a tremendous piece. Yes. Yes. Now you can see that wasn't actually the answer that you gave initially. Your initial answer was you were pushing your energy and you were reflecting that by the other drivers of the cars generating actions that you didn't like, which is an incorrect assessment. You were projecting. You were anticipating, you were hurrying, you were paying attention to the feeling and not what the message was, not about what you were actually doing, but what you were feeling. That was what you were paying attention to. And in that, you missed the message.
Completely missed the message.
And in that, you aren't aware of what type of energy you are projecting. We haven't even touched that. But you begin reflecting in validation of your feeling. And in that, now where is your attention? Your attention is still not on you. Therefore, you don't know what type of energy you are projecting. You don't know what you are directing. You aren't directing. You are on automatic pilot. And you aren't intentionally choosing. You are anticipating, projecting futurely, and you don't even know why you are projecting in that manner, but that is what you are doing, and your attention is fixed on the feeling, and therefore you are now moving your attention to anything that validates that feeling and justifies it. And therefore, what do you notice? Other drivers that are doing actions that you don't like. There are likely many other drivers that are operating their vehicle properly and are observing the rules and the laws of the road, but you aren't paying attention to them. you're paying attention to the drivers that are irritating you. Because that validates the feeling. And in all of this, you don't know what your energy is doing. You don't know what you are projecting. And you don't know what the message was that prompted the feeling to begin with. This is the point. Is that this is what most of you are experiencing, because you can express the words, but you don't even understand what those words mean to yourself. Pushing your energy. What does that mean? No, you weren't pushing your energy. You weren't. What you were doing was discounting yourself and moving in that direction of not enough. Not enough time. And in that wasn't pushing your energy. That wasn't forcing. That was moving in a direction of you being dissatisfied with you and discounting yourself. Doubting your own ability. Because if you weren't doubting your ability, you would express to yourself that knowing, I will engage my vehicle, I have plenty of time to reach my home and engage this meeting that I'm looking forward to and that I want to do. Or you would be expressing to yourself, I'm paying attention to my flow and moving with it. And if I must engage my workplace for 5 extra minutes or 10 extra minutes, I flow around it. And that doesn't mean that it will interrupt what I want to do, as long as I continue to allow myself to flow. Now, that doesn't mean that the restlessness is actually pushing yourself. What it means is you aren't moving with your flow, because you aren't actually trusting that, because you don't even know what it is. What is it? How do you identify whether you are flowing or not? These are important questions, my friend. Many, many, many of you have become experts at mimicking my words and thinking that you are applying that to yourself, but they are only words. You don't know what they mean, or you do know what they mean, but not in practical application, or how it applies to what you are actually doing. That is the point. In this, when you look at the reflection, what is it telling you? Remember, it is a reflection. It isn't a mirror, which that much was obvious to you, because you did acknowledge that the other drivers aren't engaging actions to irritate you. And they likely aren't paying attention to anything that you think they are doing wrong. Therefore, they are merely driving. And you might generate an assessment that they are doing that not very well, but they aren't assessing that they aren't doing it very well. In this, what is that reflection? What is it doing? What is it showing you? It is showing you that feeling. Now the message has changed because the original message with the original feeling was about you not trusting yourself and not flowing, therefore discounting yourself, moving in that direction of not enough, questioning yourself, questioning your ability to successfully implement what you want to do. Then, when you began paying attention to the feeling and making that important, keywords, making that important, which you did. When you made the feeling important, then the message is changing because now the message is irritation, and the irritation is being generated because the message is now you are paying attention to the feeling. And what you are doing now in this moment is following that and allowing that to dictate to you. And you are moving in a close direction to creating a mood by following.
So once going down that path of changing it and following the feeling, how do I get back on track? Do you have any tips?
Definitely. Now, once you notice you are in the vehicle, you aren't comfortable, you notice that you are beginning to be irritated with other drivers. Do you like that?
No.
No. Therefore, the first question you ask yourself is, what am I making important? Because you're making something important that you don't like. You pay attention to what is important. Whatever it is that you make important, you pay attention to it. If it isn't important, you don't pay attention to it. If the other drivers aren't important, you don't pay attention to them.
But if I'm asking myself what is important, and I'm in the midst of turbulent emotions, so to speak, how easy is it to shut that down just by asking yourself if it's important? I mean, is that going to...
asking yourself that. Your first answer will be surface. Your first answer will likely be whatever is outside of you that is, in your perception, making you uncomfortable. I'm uncomfortable because the other drivers are not driving properly. You already know that isn't the answer. That is the first answer. That is the surface answer. Then you ask yourself again, what am I making important? Time. I want to be on time. I want to make this meeting. That is important to me. The meeting is important to me. Very well. But you are uncomfortable. What are you making important that is making you uncomfortable? The time. Then when you can look at that piece, then you can stop and you can see choices, because you can actually ask yourself, how important is this? Is it that important? Is it that important that I am precisely on time? Will the meeting stop if I am not on time? You can join anyway. In this, it is a matter of allowing yourself, which you do very quickly. It isn't that this requires a tremendous amount of time. It doesn't. 1 or 2 minutes maximum, you can generate all of this evaluation. Why is this so important to me? Is it actually important? The meeting is important to me. But all of the rest of this that I am making important, is it actually important? Does it need to be important?
Nope.
Is the feeling even important? Which is also a question, because you never question your feelings. They are always right. No, they aren't. So therefore, in that, it is a matter of, once you identify what you are making important, then you ask yourself simply, what do I want to feel? What do I want to be important? Or simply ask yourself in the moment, who do I want to be in this moment? Do I want to be this anxious, angry individual? Or do I want to be relaxed and looking forward to my meeting? Who do I want to be? That may be easier than generating significant evaluations. You don't have to analyze. You don't have to move through step after step after step. It doesn't have to be complicated. It can be simple. Even though you missed the communication, it is a matter of acknowledging yourself, asking yourself what you are making important in that moment that is creating that uncomfortable feeling, and then asking yourself simply, who do I want to be in this moment? In that, you don't have to move through all the steps of what you are reflecting, what energy you are projecting. Now, I will express to all of you that those are important factors. It is important to know what type of energy you are projecting. And there is a point to this exercise this day, because there is considerable unrest occurring in your world, and governments moving in directions that you may or may not agree with. And in that, it is important for you to know, what are you contributing to? But how can you know that if you don't know what energy you are projecting merely yourself. It is easy to express the terminology that I engage. It is easy to express those concepts. That doesn't mean that you actually know how to use them. And what that changes in your life. Expressing to yourself that you are pushing energy or forcing energy and not even knowing what that means or what the appearance of that is, you are automatically compounding that discounting of yourself. Now you are discounting yourself because you are assessing that you are pushing or you are forcing something when you may not be. And in all of it, you don't know what you are rippling. And you think that in order to be rippling out in a direction that is in keeping with your guidelines or what you believe is important to you, that it must be a positive expression, or you must be feeling positive. And that isn't correct either, because your feelings aren't an indicator of what type of energy you are projecting. You can be feeling very anxious and not be projecting a negative energy. Therefore, also not rippling a negative energy. Therefore, not necessarily contributing in a capacity that is contrary to what you do believe, what you do hold as important, and your own guidelines. Conversely, you can be feeling fine. You can be expressing that you are in a good mood. And your energy can be moving in destructive or negative directions. This is important, that you don't use your feelings as the indicator about what your energy is doing, because they aren't a gauge. They aren't an indicator. Neither is your thinking. Because your thinking is merely translating. And when you are feeling, that is what it translates. Because that is the information. Therefore, your thinking is moving in conjunction with what you are feeling. Or you are intentionally attempting to alter your thinking. You might be feeling anxious or agitated, or noticing that you are restless, and you might be thinking, I won't feel that.
I won't feel that.
Or I don't like that feeling, and therefore I will think about something else, and that will change the feeling. That doesn't change the energy either. This is the reason that it is important for you to understand what these words mean and what you are actually doing to give you that power of choice, intentional choice, which is what you want. You want to be self-directing. You want to be intentionally choosing. In order to do that, it is important that you understand what these words mean and how you apply them in every situation with yourself, because they are affecting, and they aren't only affecting you, but the most immediate and the most important piece is that they are affecting you, and then beyond that, they are affecting in countless directions. But the primary point is that they affect you. Now, in that, you also expressed that this is not unusual, that you notice yourself engaging this type of expression, this type of action repeatedly. That is worthy of your attention to ask that question. What are you repeatedly making important that is generating that feeling? What I would say to you is what you are repeatedly making important is that you aren't quite capable enough. Therefore, that creates that question. Will you accomplish? Can you accomplish? And that brings into play many different factors. Time, actions, interactions, attitude, thoughts, feelings. It interplays everything because everything is interconnected, which is another word that most of you don't actually understand yet. But you use it, but you don't know what you are expressing when you're using. Now, in this, what I would say to you is this gives you much more of an opportunity to turn your energy quickly and to acknowledge yourself and to empower yourself rather than disempower yourself and discount yourself by engaging the entire drive home being irritated. And anticipating. And projecting.
And projecting.
I'm within 1 to 1.5 minutes. You can reevaluate by merely asking yourself what you are making important and what you want to be important. What do you want to be in the moment?
Thank you, Doctor. Excellent.
You are very welcome. And I would express that the next time that this type of expression occurs, it may be turned much more quickly now that you know what you are doing. Now that you know that that is an automatic pattern. But it isn't necessarily true.
Hi, Elias.
Welcome.
This is Cammy. I'm sorry, I didn't think, of course, because you asked a question, I couldn't think about the question before. I tried to explain how what you post now in this webinar ties in exactly to what I was trying to prepare for before this session. So you asked what I was doing an hour before this meeting, our meeting. As a matter of fact, I was looking into sessions and I reread the session, the last session that Deb and Phil had. And there was a lot of talk about don't throw bombs in your own house because of not acknowledging a feeling. It was about change your perception. It was about what are you doing in God, of what energy you're projecting. And I also looked and read Jason's last session, and that was about making things less important. And the reason I was doing this reading was because I wanted to come up with a question, at least in my head before joining the session. And that had to do with my personal experience the last weeks or months. I will go into that in a minute and I'll try to make it short. Because what I was doing after the reading was connecting with a small group of Elias people on a forum and asking them whether they would have a question because the webinar was on. And then somebody said like, oh, the webinar is on. And I said, yeah, I can feel it already. So I am in this hour before the session, I have this feeling of connecting with everybody who is joining the session. So I'm not exactly sure what I'm doing, but I'm expanding in the feeling of connecting, and that's kind of difficult or hard. But some people came back like, what? Like, sorry. I said, I'm looking for the theme that Elias has been talking about the last couple of sessions. And as a matter of fact, I posted the words that I just mentioned because you have been talking about things that help us to be more beneficial in how we live. And it's exactly about being more aware of our energy. So that is what I've been trying to do. So I'm sorry for this long introduction, because now I have to go back to why it was important for me to go to the energy and the projecting.
Because which the last is fine. Couple of,
I'm sorry?
Which is fine. There's no apology necessary.
No, sorry. I just go on. Thank you very much. In the last couple of weeks, and as a matter of fact, it's a pattern in my life, so I want to add something about the projecting. When I was small, my mother told me I was egocentric. And then I told her I only could focus on me, because if I didn't understand me, how could I understand people? And then other people told me, you have such a strong energy. And then I said, well, I'm just me, so I'm not quite sure what you mean. And then when I was reading you, I learned I was an LP. And then other people told me, well, I don't like the energy of LPs. And then recently people told me like, well, you are teaching while I'm not asking you to be teaching. And I'm sharing what I know. So as opposed to not knowing what I'm doing, I really feel that I love people, I love myself. My core truth is honor myself, and I try to honor other people. And I'm kind of not sure or baffled or I don't know the words. I try to be who I am without dishonoring, dismissing other people. I'm not a soft person. I'm a strong person. I do what I do. But how to deal with what comes back is difficult. So that would have been the question that I would have asked, but I tried to steer it back to your question, do you know what you are doing? Then I would say, I sense that I know what I am doing, but I'm not sure how to, so that could be a question. Maybe you can give me feedback on whether I do know what I'm doing, but because of course that's what I feel. But the second part is like how to deal with other people that give back to me that they don't like what I'm doing. Well, I honestly feel I am welcoming people like I welcome myself. I think that's about it.
Very well. In looking at reflections, if another individual is reflecting to you by expressing in a manner that they don't like what you are doing, mm-hmm. or they are expressing to you, don't instruct me, or don't tell me, and you are, let us say, in the moment, genuinely confused because in your perception, you aren't instructing them.
Mm-hmm.
In your perception, you are sharing with them.
Yeah.
But you are giving yourself that reflection, which, understand, first of all, if you remove the personal piece.
Yes, I wrote that down. Depersonalizing.
Yes, if you remove the personal piece, then it is a matter of looking at that reflection and evaluating what the other individual is expressing. What does that mean to you without the personalizing piece? Therefore, it isn't that you are doing something wrong, but the other individual is expressing to you in a manner that they don't like it or they are uncomfortable. Therefore, in that, it is a matter of evaluating what type of energy am I projecting that is creating this uncomfortable reflection. First of all, what you evaluate is, what are they saying? What does that mean to you? How do you immediately interpret what they are saying?
I said, is it a question?
Yes. Because...
Do you want me to answer?
Yes, yes. If another individual expresses to you, I don't like what you are saying, don't try to instruct me. Now, what is your immediate meaning to that?
To my surprise, when it happened the last few times, I honestly could feel that it was about the other person and not about me.
And what was your response?
In one case, I didn't respond yet because I'm looking for words to not discount the other person how it is for me. And in another instance, I tried to depersonalize it as to show it was not about me, but in that instance, the person realized it was about her. So in a way, and maybe I jump ahead, and I'm trying to feel whether I really try to not make it personal.
I'm understanding, but in that, it still is a reflection.
It is a reflection, so for now, and please tell me how that feels for you. I feel it as a test for myself. Do I walk my talk? I know from you, not by talking with you, but my core truth is honor. And in that, I try to honor myself and I try to honor other people. So in that, it feels for me like a test to not judge, not discount, not me and not the other person either.
Which I would agree. And I would express that I agree with you that in some situations, this is how the other individual may be responding in relation to how they express. But in that, yes, taking out the personal piece of it, I agree with you also that this may be about the other individual, not necessarily about that you are telling them what to do or you are instructing them or that you aren't honoring them. But there is also a reflection in that. Therefore, if you are presenting to yourself a negative response,
right,
then there is a piece that also is involving you. It isn't personal,
yeah, sure,
but it is involving you because your energy projected and then created that reflection. Not how they responded, but what they responded.
Is it okay in what you share to feel or try to, it's like juggling with balls. Is it okay to feel like I put myself in that position to deal with that reflection? Because I feel, and I've done that in the past, maybe many, many times, that you get angry. And I get angry. And when I get angry, I can get really angry. And I can use words and strong words and whatever. But over time to learn from to not get angry, but realize that maybe the words I use or the energy I use.
Let me express in this manner to you, my friend.
Yes.
Maybe somewhat clearer. First of all, it is not automatically that you are doing something wrong.
No, I know.
But, when you are receiving that type of a reflection, then it is a matter of evaluating within yourself what you are presenting to yourself. Let me express to you, at times, individuals are uncomfortable and misinterpret when an individual is very direct with them. Most people are not accustomed to being entirely direct with each other. And therefore, when an individual is direct with them, they become uncomfortable with that. Now, that doesn't mean that being direct is wrong or that you shouldn't be direct, but in recognizing that most people are not direct in how they express themselves, and that they are not generally entirely comfortable with individuals that are direct, then it is a matter of evaluating not necessarily what you are expressing, but how you are expressing. In that, to perhaps evaluate your tone, whether the energy that you are projecting with the other individual is somewhat strong. Some individuals, and I would say this about you, some individuals have what we could identify as a very big energy. It is natural. Most individuals don't, but some individuals do have a very big energy. Now, what that means is that their energy field that surrounds their body automatically projects out considerably extensive.
Yeah.
More so than most individuals. Now, in this, individuals that incorporate a big energy, or what we commonly term as a big energy, they can very easily, without intending to and without noticing, be projecting that energy and bumping into other individuals unintentionally.
Right.
Let me express to you that your energy field can physically touch another individual equally as real and physically as your hand.
I know.
Therefore, in that, for individuals that naturally express this type of big energy, if you aren't being aware of that energy, it can easily move in directions that you don't intend.
Right.
Therefore, you think you are expressing in sharing. That you aren't instructing another individual. That you are honoring them. Mm-hmm. And what you are expressing likely is moving in that direction. But how you are expressing it may not be. How you are expressing it may be bumping into them.
I get you.
And the only manner that they know to identify that, because they don't identify that your energy is bumping into them, therefore, their automatic translation of that is that the combination of you being direct and your energy bumping into them is they don't like it. And they interpret that as being aggressive.
Mm-hmm.
Or that you are being too assertive.
Mm-hmm.
Or that you are being arrogant. That is their interpretation. Now, that doesn't mean that you are being aggressive or too assertive or that you are doing anything that is intentionally oppressive to another individual. But you are giving yourself that reflection to allow you to evaluate, my energy is projecting. This is the reflection I am giving myself. I know I am honoring myself and the other individual. I know that I am not instructing them, but they are misinterpreting what I am doing. And if I know that what I am expressing is honoring them, then it is a matter of evaluating and checking with yourself. How am I doing it?
Mm-hmm. May I add one thing? The funny thing is that for the last couple of months or half a year, I'm doing mostly volunteer work. And right now I'm helping a person. She just became a widow in December. She had a stroke 5 years ago. I'm doing everything for her. And we have a great relationship. There's nothing like the words that you used now. The feedback is more when I talk about, well, don't laugh, but E-related things with E-people. So maybe I came to the conclusion that I just do and find what makes me happy in doing for another.
Precisely the point. No, this is an excellent point. This is an excellent example.
Okay.
Because this is precisely what I was expressing to you. It isn't what you are saying.
Yeah.
It is how it is being projected.
Mm-hmm.
In that, it is, you are correct, the other individual's interpretations, and they aren't any more accustomed to individuals being very direct than any other individual is, regardless of whether they engage conversations with myself or not, regardless of whether they read or listen to this material. It doesn't matter. That No. doesn't necessarily automatically mean that they automatically become direct individuals and are accustomed to other individuals being direct with them. No, that isn't what occurs. This is a matter of how individuals express themselves. It is a matter of what they have learned, what they have been taught, what their personality is. There are many different factors. But in that, what I would say to you is, yes, take out the personalizing piece, most definitely.
Yes.
But also recognize that there is some piece in that is your energy.
Yes.
Projecting, and then it is also a matter of you evaluating personally yourself, individually, what you want to involve yourself with, because there is another piece, which is also part of the reflection. Is that you might be reflecting to you in some situations, individuals that hold different guidelines from yourself.
Yeah, right.
Or hold different opinions, or perhaps merely different personalities.
Right, yeah.
You aren't necessarily flowing with, or they aren't necessarily flowing with you. And then it is also a matter of evaluating what do you want to participate with?
Yes, right.
And who do you want to participate with? The factor that other individuals engage conversations with myself, doesn't change their personality.
No. No.
Therefore, they may have information, but their personality is their personality.
Well, I have my own little line with you without conversations, but anyhow. No. No, thank you. It's great. I have to laugh also, and then I'll leave it to another person because this was great. Thank you. I hope it's also helpful for other people.
Yes.
The thing that I have to laugh is that I always used to have my mother used to say, c'est le ton qui fait la musique. And I used to be really angry with her, but I do understand what she used to say and what you say. I will work on that.
Very well, my friend.
You understand French, don't you?
I understand. And I would express to you that it is merely a matter of you being aware of how you are expressing.
I
choose who you want to interact with.
I understand. Thank you very much, Elias.
You are very welcome.
Thank you.
Hello, Elias.
Welcome.
My name is Karen, and it's my first time here. Although I've been reading you for a long time, I'm honored to be in your presence.
I would express that the honor is mine.
This topic today has my name all over it. Because I tend to live in a circle that's been reflected for me as long as I can remember, that what I feel is important does not matter. Using the exercise you gave us today, I can illustrate a good example of what I mean. An hour before coming together with everyone here, I was looking for a shirt. And because I experienced blindness, I couldn't just look around and find the shirt. So I'm going through the frustration of, in the back of my mind, I desire to reconnect with the healing and all of these things are possible, but what I want doesn't matter and I can't find the shirt. And I finally stopped and said, okay, angels, where is the shirt? In which, of course, I found it at that point. But the frustration is so familiar because what I desire and how I'd like to spend my energy ends up being sidetracked because I end up spending my energy working around an aspect of my body or two aspects of my body that while I would prefer be reflected differently, they are not. And so I would encounter those, whether you're talking about the memory of my mother who insisted that you have no value, what you want is not important, et cetera, or a society that says you're a burden to society regardless of everything else about you because of this one aspect. What I desire and what I consider important doesn't matter. Therefore, I project myself into situations that are going to validate that. I understand the circle. I just can't seem to choose my way out of that circle.
Well, what is important to you?
I missed the question.
What do you define as important to you that is being invalidated?
What is being validated is that what I desire isn't important. I mean, what I consider important isn't going to matter in terms of where I'm going to other people, in terms of how I prefer to spend my energy, in terms of the other things I desire doing with my life, it all comes back down to my body and what I want for my body. It's the trust thing you were talking about earlier, too. To love myself and trust myself enough to allow the healing that is my birthright. But what there's that whole fundamental little voice, the little girl I was, has been told that what I want doesn't matter. Over and over and over and over and over again. If what I wanted mattered, if what I considered important was important, then my body would not work the way it does now.
Not
my hearing, my sight, etc. My blindness, my auditory processing, etc. would not be this way.
Not necessarily. I disagree with you.
Right.
I would express that you are generating the assumption that if what is important to you were genuinely important, that your physical body consciousness would automatically alter itself. And that isn't necessarily correct. Because what you are expressing isn't necessarily coming from a direction of what you are acknowledging about yourself or what you are genuinely expressing is important about yourself. What you are expressing in importance is what isn't functioning correctly, or what you assess because other individuals have expressed that your auditory function or your eyesight isn't functioning properly, and therefore you are less than. And in that, your motivation is if those were functioning, then you would be accepted. The direction of what isn't enough and what isn't satisfying and what isn't comfortable or successful. It isn't an expression of importance in relation to what you do appreciate, what is satisfying, what you believe is valuable about you. You are looking at two factors of yourself and your body consciousness in relation to what isn't satisfying, what you don't like, and what you are being told is a dysfunction, and wanting that to change to make you whole or to make you acceptable. Do you understand the difference?
I do, and I agree with you. Elias, there's nothing wrong with blindness.
Correct.
I have access to millions of books, thousands of resources that I would never have touched if my sight were different. My perception of humanity, my ability to make music, to communicate, to value these things would not exist had my body manifested differently. However, what I believe and what I experience does not tend to translate into my realistic experience, into my reality, into the people I encounter. I will say that, and someone will say to me, no, that isn't true. You are a burden to society. I don't care how good your IQ is. I don't care how many degrees you have. I don't care how professional you are. You are a burden to society. You can't be a Canadian citizen. You can't cross the border or we're going to arrest you because we believe that people with disabilities aren't entitled to be citizens, aren't normal. And I hear my mother's voice over and over and over again, New Orleans going to value you. You're never going to allow the things that you want because what you believe does not matter. I recognize the difference, but it's getting from having what I believe be reflected on the outer canvas that is my life.
And what I would ask you in that is,
I don't know. That's why I'm here.
I understand. And what I would ask you is, what is your perception of other individuals or of society? What is your perception of them?
If I'm right, prove it. That's my perception of self. It's that whole, if what I believe is true and my perception is accurate, then I can prove it. But I'm not proving it, or my situation would be different.
But that wasn't what I asked you. I asked you, what is your perception of society or of other people? What is your perception of them?
I heard the question, but I'm not sure I understand the question. My perception of society?
Do you perceive that other individuals are fair? That society is fair? That other individuals are perceptive, are intuitive? Do you perceive that other individuals listen or don't listen? Do you perceive them as being sheep or individuals? Do you perceive them as rejecting rules for everyone and standards for everyone, or do you
I understand. I believe that every individual is an one-of-a-kind work of human art. Every individual has the capacity to choose and create and define their experiences as uniquely as their DNA allows. Divine nature aspect, as it were.
Now stop.
And everyone I meet has the capacity to teach me, to bless my experience, etc.
That is lovely. That is also incorrect. You began this engagement with myself by expressing that other individuals discount you because they don't express or reflect what is important to you. You explained what is important to you very eloquently, and I very much acknowledge that, and very accurately. But you also expressed that other individuals don't reflect that, because they don't believe it, because their direction is that you are less than, that you are a burden. That is what you believe. That is what your perception is. You, yes, intellectually and metaphysically, also believe that every individual is important and valuable, and that every individual has something to offer and has gifts and has something to teach, and that you can gain from every individual intellectually. But in your general perception, you expressed that more than twice in this conversation. You added more than twice what your mother expressed to you in discounting you. And then you also equated that with how other people see you, or what they express to you, or what they reflect to you. Now, in that, by your own expression, you have generated a display that you may intellectually believe that every individual is unique and has gifts and has something to offer, and on and on and on. And that is all lovely. But in actual practical application, and what you are actually engaging in daily interaction, in daily life, and in your daily perception of other people and of your society, which you expressed also about moving from one country to another country or being a citizen of a country, you involved all of these pieces, which are all those expressions of your perception of how other people see you. And your perception of other people in very real application is that they see you as a burden. They see you as defective. They see you as handicapped. They see you as not being all of the things that you actually are. The reason that I am expressing this to you is that this is a very important piece. Because if you hold a perception that other individuals see you in a certain manner, if you hold the perception that other individuals stereotype, or that they are stupid, or that they are insensitive, or that they don't care, or that they don't see importance in what you see as important, then that is what you will reflect, because that is your perception, and that becomes reinforced over and over again. Remember the first example in the vehicle and the other drivers and what the individual was paying attention to based in what he felt. And in this, it may not always be based in what you feel, although that is a significant factor, but it is also that you have developed a perception that other people are not aware. And therefore, because they aren't aware, they don't pay attention, they don't give credit where credit is due, they don't. They won't, they can't. And in all of them,
no matter.
And that will be what you reflect. And how do you change that? You begin to give other individuals tiny bits of credit. little by little, in increments, rather than automatically assuming, you begin giving other individuals little bits of credit that they aren't as oblivious as you assume they are. And that they aren't necessarily as judgmental as you assume they are. Because the more you credit other individuals, the more they respond to that and will reflect that also. That doesn't mean that they will always agree with you. That doesn't mean that they will always notice what is important to you, but they will reflect very differently to you because the energy that you are projecting isn't discounting them. That is a significant piece. There are many individuals in your world that hold the perception that everyone else in the world is an idiot. And therefore, they have no faith in the other people. And they expect other people to disappoint them or to irritate them. Or to discount them, or to annoy them, and they do. Because that is what they concentrate on. Because that is their perception. And your perception creates your actual reality. Therefore, it is a matter of recognizing that and acknowledging that you have had significant influences in your life that have played into this perception. Therefore, it is very understandable. And it isn't a matter of proving to anyone else. You deserve because you are breathing. You are valuable and important because you exist.
Yeah.
You don't have to prove anything to anyone. But in that,
Elias, I want to believe that.
But in
I want to believe that. But then you just nailed it right there. Because that is what I realize that I am here, therefore I am holy. But there's a little person that goes, prove it.
Prove it.
And just in general, not just for me, but for everybody, where does our perception end and the individuals we encounter begin?
It doesn't. There is no line.
Ooh.
Our perception creates every aspect of your reality. Yes, you interact with other individuals, and yes, they are creating their reality, but every individual, every thing in your reality, you have placed there, or you have placed yourself in that position. Therefore, every individual that you encounter, you placed yourself in the position to encounter them, to be in their path, and to objectively engage them. None of it is an accident. And it isn't a matter of where is the line between what I create and what someone else creates. Because that is the assumption that you aren't creating all of your reality, that you are co-creating it. with other individuals. They create part and you create part. No, you create all of it. Now, because you do engage with other individuals and because they are generating their own choices and they are creating their reality also alongside of your reality, you don't create how they do it. You don't even create what they are doing, but you created placing yourself in the position to have them in your reality. Therefore, whatever they are doing, you placed yourself in that position to be a part of that and to be participating with it. Out of the billions of other people that exist on your planet, each individual that you encounter, including your family, you chose to precisely interact with that individual in that moment, in however they are expressing, because of how they are expressing. Therefore, you create all of it.
Oh, before I forget, what's my asset's name? I have no idea.
Very well. One moment.
Essence. I hope it's something musical.
Essence name. Shyla. S H Y E L A.
Okay. Thank you for teaching me today.
You are very welcome, my friend. Thank you for sharing.
So this is the moderator. We're kind of right up against our time. If there's a last minute kind of quick question, we might have time for that. If not, we can close out for today.
Very well, my friends. I would express to all of you tremendous, tremendous encouragement and to pay attention. Acknowledge those signals, but don't keep holding to them. Acknowledge them for what they are, those feelings, and then turn your attention to what that statement is, what you are doing in the moment. And in that, ask yourself those important questions about what am I making important and what do I genuinely want to be important because it is who I want to be. And I, as always, will continue to be expressing my energy with each and every one of you every moment to support and encourage you, as always. I shall greatly be anticipating our next group interaction with much enjoyment, in tremendous love, and great affection and friendship to each of you.
Not bad.